Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we're seeing Secretary of State John Kerry, you know, according to CBN News on October 21st, is blaming ISIS on Israel. Israel is responsible. John Kerry blames Israel for the rise of ISIS. And we're going to talk about a biblical perspective of that and kind of what we heard from Sid Roth when we were at the summit. And it'll really encourage you because you'll know what's going on. And then we know how to respond to what's going on. And God's doing some powerful things with Israel. And we need to pay close attention because that is not only the time clock, but and not only the apple of God's eye, but it is the woodshed for rebellious nations as well.
So to Israel.
Israel, the apple of God's eye, the time clock. And you're looking, Sid Roth went to Israel by invitation. Someone said that I will have so many Jews waiting for you. We'll have, he says, I will come basically if you gather this many unsaved Jews and so I can preach to them. And the man said, I would. He did. Long story short, out of two gatherings, approximately 550 Jews came together. He preached the gospel to them, 550. And over 525 Jews stood up to give their life to the Lord.
Wow.
This is, I can't even describe to you how significant this is. Because the hardest one to reach on earth, and God has created this tension and difficulty intentionally because of what he has done is, you know, partially blinding and those type of things. But they're beginning to, I mean, that many, that's like 90% or something have set in a whole meeting and with the entire meeting almost stood up. It made a decision publicly, you know, of all ages, you know, for Jesus Christ to make Jesus Christ the Messiah, accepted him as the Messiah. But I mean, this is huge. You know, what does that mean with what's going on in America, what's happening in the Middle East? It means this, that that we're getting close. We're getting close because he says specifically in his word that, you know, once the full number, that the Jews have been partially blinded until the full number of the Gentiles come in. And when they start seeing, when they're blind, they start getting healed of blindness and start seeing Jesus as the Messiah, you're looking at the decreased potentiality of the Gentile to be saved. I mean, you're looking at that dispensation coming to a screeching halt. That's amazing when you think about that. And it may, you know, that won't even happen in a year, they say, in Israel. I believe that's what he said. I mean, that doesn't even, it was just, that is, you know, Avi, day and night ministering, day and night, the love of God, the most humblest man, I think, one of the most humblest men I've probably ever met. In Tel Aviv, and by you standing with VFN TV, you're helping to support Avi Mizrahi with Good Ministries and his church and all. And every day they're loving and witnessing and ministering, but it's difficult. It's a very difficult place to be able to minister. And but in Luke 21:24, the fullness of the Gentile age comes when that part, that blindness begins to be lifted off. You can, it's kind of like a measuring rod of what's going on. And he also says in his word, I believe it was Romans, maybe 11:25 or something, but that Jerusalem will be trampled on by the Gentiles until that day. Well, it's not being trampled on. I mean, it's not, people are wanting to trample on it, but notice they're not trampling on it. They're not trampling on it. Although if you look at the full land and the land grab that we talked about, as we shared with Pastor John Kilpatrick, Church of His Presence, that, this land grab's coming, which is the real borders of Israel. So you could say, hey, they're trampling on that part of, you know, Israel.
It's still not Jerusalem, right?
Yeah. They still got, exactly. Still trampling, yeah, on top of the Mount Moriah. But we're starting to see, you know, what's taking place. And so the question is, you know, what's going on with all this? What's happening? Okay, Israel's surrounded by all these enemies. Sad to say, our leadership in America is joining in with those things. Secretary of State John Kerry just said that Israel is the cause for the rise of ISIS and all that. And first of all, what's happening is, you know, Jews are getting saved. They're coming to the Lord. The other is that God just specifically said, if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. If you curse Israel, you'll be cursed. And so you can say, well, I'm going to bless Israel. Well, that's why we stand up for God and country in that order and Israel here. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We stand up for Israel. If you are a Jew, we're your friend. Mm-hmm. You know, no doubt. As a matter of fact, I think November the 10th is the night of crystal, you know,
broken glass.
And we're hoping to be able to make a few presentations. I encourage you to do the same thing. You know, get a piece of crystal and go to the local synagogue. Go to the Jews in your community and let them know we're going to stand with you. We're not going to be silent. And that specifically will mean something because that's the same time the rise of evilness came in. And don't be silent for what's going on. But so if you curse Israel, you'll be cursed. But this was the interesting thing that Sid Roth said, which totally you can see it when you hear it, is that, okay, somebody says, well, I'm going to bless Israel. No, if you rebel against God, he will cause your nation to come against Israel. He will cause your nation to come against Israel. In other words, he'll put a set man in place that will cause you to go to the whooping shed. That you, against your will, your nation will turn against the very Israel that you say you're for. Because how many people in Israel, how many people in America right now are saying, you know, that's the government, that's not us. You know, we stand, and it's true, we stand with Israel. At the same time, that we're still walking in the sin that against God, mm-hmm. that caused an empowerment of a leadership to get in place that would lead our country against God, against Israel. And if you curse Israel, you will be cursed. Things will happen to you. And you're seeing all these dreams and these visions and things we've been sharing with you, and they've come to pass and are coming to pass, and some horrific things are on the horizon to happen, but some great things as well, too. Great harvest, just like Israel's happening in Israel. Mm-hmm. But, and so then you counteract. So so many, we bought into this concept of saying that democracy is God. You know, and first of all, you know, theocracy is God, but not democracy. I mean, democracy is something God allows us to have.
And, right.
But God's in charge. I know. And then he puts a king over us. I know. And his name is Jesus. And he tells us what to do. I mean, even in our business practices, in our family relationships, in marriage, I mean, he spells it all the way out. And his expectations of us is to do what the king says with a willing heart, with a loving heart. And so really, you know, the church is a theocracy, and whatever the king says goes. And he has the right to do whatever he wants to do. And at one point in time, everybody will know this. Believe it or not, they will actually bow their knee to him and they will confess, you were right. You were king all along. I don't know what I was doing. And even those that go to heaven are going to say, you know, worthy is the king to receive all the glory because you were king all along. Mm-hmm. Whether they knew it or not, now they're realizing that he is Jesus is king. And so democracy is great, but God allows us to have it. It's not God. And with that, you're starting to see this contrast between, you know, we had a chance to meet, you know, have some time with some Canadians, and it was amazing how the Prime Minister of Canada right now, his name is Stephen Harper. He is openly supportive of Israel, publicly backs and is a friend of Prime Minister Bibi, Benjamin Netanyahu. And guess what? God has wonderful plans and saying wonderful things about Canada. Now, Canada, mind you, is a federal, and the people there don't even know this, is a federal parliamentary constitutional monarchy. Its monarch is Elizabeth II. Its general governor from the Queen is David Johnson, and its prime minister is Stephen Harper. And so, I mean, that blows the American concept and constitution out of the water when you see something like that. But guess what? Canada's being blessed. We are their weakness on their southern border. And I'm looking at the Canadians going, please forgive us for your southern border. We're trying to do better. Right. You know, they're laughing, right? But yeah, it's true. Yeah. They said that their concern is their borders. Mm. And so their concern is about what's going to come out of America into Canada. This is true.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so, but we see our president, which is elected, and, you know, too, but elected by the 325 million Americans, of, you know, the percentile of them, greatest percentile of us, going there with the representatives, 530-something representatives, who is against Israel. And that's just it. I mean, you can say what you want to. They're against Israel. But you have to understand that that happens when we sin against God. I mean, think about it. Think about it. You know, and we pray continually for our president and his wife, Michelle, and his daughters, Sasha, Malia. Pray for over 5 years.
I've been there.
Have been, and we pray protection because of things that God has, you know, shown us. And he's the most protected president, I think, in the history of the world, yeah. I heard reports are. Except for the Secret Service lately, something happened. Can't figure that out. But he's against Israel. He's just not for Israel. But the question is he not for Israel because he's not for Israel? Or is he not for Israel because we're not for God?
Mm.
You know, we chose to go our own way. Because, you know, here he's a senator from, you know, Illinois, mm-hmm. and just kind of quietly back there. And we're watching the people who actually select presidents at the Kennedy Library prior to him even being chosen as president. And they're discussing the fact is, you know, we need to select a fundamentally transformative president that could transform America. And he was actually least on their list. But something happened where they selected him. And you cannot become president right now in our present culture without having this huge group of whoever behind you that's going to bring, you know, billions of dollars to your campaign.
That's right.
That was not the original intent of the nation, but that's where we've gotten to. And so if you have money now, you can buy your way into power and to committees and all these different things that take place. And so all of that. Whoever those folks are and their viewpoint about the world, their viewpoint about oil in the Middle East and Israel is now fundamentally affecting the leadership of our nation. And the president's pastor, one that mentored him, the one he writes about in his books, Dreams from My Father, maybe. And
Dreams of My Father?
From My Father. And
Jeremiah Wright.
Yeah, Jeremiah Wright, that he married himself. He married the president and Michelle, and they, along with Oprah Winfrey, that's the church that they attended. And mm-hmm. I think she's got her own now. And I think she does.
Yeah.
And he said, this is what his pastor said, the one that mentored him, and based on his writings, you know, spoke into his life for 20, 25 years, maybe something like that. Did you have to understand? He was selected before he was elected.
Yeah.
So the question is not our president's heart towards Israel. The question is, what's the heart of these folks who selected him that he has to, according to his pastor, pay homage to be able to be there? And this is hegemony. This is world rule. So you can't just play around with us. All of a sudden, mm-hmm. you might get a cold and not be around no more. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's the love of money is the root of all evil, and you know, one world economy and these different type of things. So this boils down to this: what did we do that brought a man and his selecting people into power that brings us against Israel?
Mm-hmm.
What
that statement was made when he was interviewed by Ed Klein. We're trying to figure out the book. It was The Amateur, and that's when Reverend Wright said that statement.
Yeah, and we actually have the audio of that the VFN Torch. You can hear him saying it himself. So we're talking. Everything's sourced. That we're talking to the best of our ability. And so with this, I know we're supposed to go to a break, but we just have to entertain the fact. Is it the fact? Could it be my sin?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, could it be? Could it be that God chooses certain leaders to go over us when we're rebellious?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he does. He says he puts specific leadership over us. And when you look at God's set, man, when you look at what God told Josiah, and we talked about this, and you got to go. I mean, it's available for all of our partners. You have it there right for you. It's simple to become a partner. Go to VFNTV.com. But Josiah, I mean, this is the Josiah. His son was a set man because God put him in place to begin to bring discipline and it was going to be a progressive discipline that would eventually bring Israel out to a better place, acknowledging God. But they had to go through some serious, serious times of discipline. And so we're looking at, you know, this perspective that you can think of it. You know, you always say, you just said, did your parents ever take you to the woodshed? They used to talk about that.
Oh yeah,
Pat.
And yeah, we don't have that kind of time. We all have a limited amount of time. And what they were talking about, did you ever get disciplined? Did you ever get disciplined? And so if you bless Israel, you're blessed. If you curse Israel, you're cursed. But God, according to what Sid Roth was saying at the summit, was that he uses Israel as the woodshed for rebellious nations. He turns a rebellious nation's leadership against Israel. Mm-hmm. So hence, difficult times of hardship come upon a nation. I mean, it's so powerful. The Israel is it should be the epicenter of our understanding of how God operates and what He does. Israel brought us the Word, and so it's not just like, okay, I think I'll bless Israel. It's like, no, I mean, you really need to connect, and that's why, you know, we are, you know, thank the Lord that He led us in this direction, and we begin to walk out, you know, what we're talking about. And if you partner, you know, and I thank God for our partners who partner with us every month and our sponsors who stand with us, understand they are standing up for Israel. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are talking about Israel right now, so you're standing up, but also in regards to, you know, financially supporting Israel and doing things that's there. So you're looking at now, okay, the couple steps, what you notice is like, why did America's leadership turn against Israel? And why are the majority of your representatives, our representatives in Congress and Senate, sitting quietly by why the Secretary of State, which they confirm or not to be able to be in office, they could say, we don't want you in office because if you're not going to stand with Israel, we don't want you being his secretary. But it's like everybody's just like mute. It's like, oh my goodness, it's what's happening. So what do? You can have this fatalistic viewpoint about it, or you can say, I see how we got here. That it's not the 530 people in Washington, D.C. that's our issue. It's the 325 million that are in the population. And then the church, those who profess to be Christians, you know, followers of Jesus Christ. You know, where are we? You know, what have we done? You know, if we get in the Word of God and we begin to read what God's words, we may be just like Josiah. And with this hardship and all these things happening, we may do just like Josiah and rip our clothes. Because it wasn't until he read the Word of God did he have a revelation and an understanding that got all of this, God's angry with us. But you can have all this calamity happening in your life, these terrible things happening in your nation, these crazy things happen in the Middle East, and you could be all this intellectual jargon and all this you know, gathering news like squirrels gather nuts and talking to all your friends, and it never crosses your mind that God's angry with us because you didn't get in the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get in the Word of God and you understand God and you understand Israel and how He will turn a rebellious nation against Israel so that the ramifications of being against Israel will come upon that nation, then you think, God's angry with us. He's angry with us, and we can tell that by these few folks in Washington, D.C. are accusing Israel of the rise of ISIS. They're accusing Israel of the cause of Hamas in the Palestinian land. They're threatening Benjamin Netanyahu for an uprising.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he went there. Remember, went there and just said, "You know, hey, you know, I know your economy's doing great, everything's going wonderful here, but do you really want another Fatah, whatever they call it,
uprising,
intifada?" And it's like, everything's going great. What are you doing? And what the thing is, if we read the Word of God, we'll be like Josiah. We'll rip our clothes and we'll go, "This means God's angry with us. He's upset with us. Not like, you know, writing you out, but disciplining us so He can write us in the Lamb's Book of Life." And so what do you do? What do? We repent. One way to do that is understand that if we really want to win people to the Lord, and that's what everybody's called into ministry, disciples are what we're supposed to be, and disciples are what disciples are supposed to make, period. By the way, that's a very hard thing to do in America. It's created a religious concept that is an optional thing. To talk to anybody, it seems, about discipleship, if in fact that they seem to do it, they create something else that has nothing to do with discipleship at all. It's about making people followers of an organization, denomination, a system, or whatever, versus following the creator of the universe and what He said, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's coming back, but that's the answer. And in that, we begin to position ourselves to say, you know what, if we really want to evangelize, and this is what Sid was saying, it's the Jew first and then the Gentile. We have to understand that. We have to focus. And what does every Jew ask for? They ask for a sign, which means we have to move in power. But we're not going to move in power from rebellion. But if we're moving in the power of God, when you're seeing your prayers answered, and you're seeing these signs following those that believe, it is not a suggestion, the great suggestion. It's the great commission that he's called us to be. But we won't do it if we've not become his disciple. We're followers of anything but God if we're not God's disciple. A disciple is someone who follows the teachings of Jesus, which means we say he's right. We follow him. He's king. He's the author of life, and he knows what's best for me. Obviously not perfectly, but there's grace for that. But if you're not even considering the option of picking up the word and reading it and following it, then you're not yet, you know, a follower or disciple of Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. And so that's when we begin to move in power, because another thing that's spoken of, and Paul said, the whole purpose of the church, think about this, and we're coming to an end. Catch our next program. We're going to continue talking about the summit. But the whole purpose, this is going to really shock a narcissistic faith, is the whole purpose, as he speaks about, Paul speaks about in Romans chapter 11, is so that we can function in the fullness of what we're called to be as the church, which means we're disciples of Jesus. They obviously see Jesus in our presence. They see him in our midst. They see the glory of God in our life. They see these signs following us that says that the word that we speak to you is true. And all these signs and all this love and all this koinonia, they see that, and it makes the Jews jealous. We're called to not just to brag and be braggadocious. The very fact that if we just follow God and we be his disciples, then that alone, the manifestation of the kingdom of God in our lives, will cause the Jew to begin to go, that's a sign. That's a miracle. That's a wonder. And there's many Jews that have come and made Jesus Christ the Lord of their life, accepted him as the Messiah. These are called Messianic Jews. This is what we're called to do. First, we have to get it right with the Jews before we can get it right with the Gentiles. We've got to get this perspective right. It's time for us to rise up and be disciples of Jesus Christ. We have a plan for you to begin that process at iabide.org. A simple plan. You can request it today and so much more. Stay tuned to our future programs. Begin to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Ask God to say, Lord, speak to me about how I should be seeing Israel right now. Forgive me for not even putting Israel on my grid and thinking that they're mad at us and never considering the fact, because of my sin, you can be angry with us. And I want to repent and tell you what, our God is a forgiving God, a merciful God, a loving God, and we're proof positive of that. Mm-hmm. And he wants to forgive you and write you in the Lamb's Book of Life. God bless. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.